Hello everyone, welcome to today's podcast. I'm Sonam and today's podcast is about the process of writing and revision in journal publication. Producing an academic or scientific paper from scratch into a successful publication will take much longer and more time than many writers expect. However, every bit of writing and revision counts as progress, and a published piece of high quality paper is often worth the effort. How do you write a research paper? Number one, choose a topic that interests and challenges you. Focus on limited aspects, select a subject of your expertise, and avoid topics with less scope and source material. Number two, find information about the topic on the internet. Use government libraries, prints, and web sources to read and evaluate material as per need. Gather useful and relevant information with bibliographical information. Number three, make a precise research statement. Explain the interpretation of the research subject. You must put effort into getting all the solutions related to the problem. Number four, study the standard structure for the manuscript. Write the document correctly, following the formatting guidelines of the journal. Number five, write the title after writing the entire manuscript. Number six, write an abstract. Write a brief introduction about the problem, how the problem is addressed, and how your method is better than the past methods. Also, compare your results with previous outputs. Number seven, write an elaborate introduction. It can be divided into three stages: an introduction to the paper's area of discussion, a description of the problem, and a brief explanation solving the problem. Number eight, organize information according to the outline. Download some general research papers from any publication. Study the research papers and get to know the structure of the paper. Improve their research using other innovative methods. Analyze, synthesize, and sort the collected information following the requirement of your paper. Number nine, read the draft for content errors. Check the figures and facts of your paper and whether the content is organized as per the outline. Proofread for any content errors before submitting the manuscript. Number 10, provide an ORCID ID. It is a researcher's ID with 16 digits, including basic information like name, date of birth, and qualification. It reduces time when submitting the paper. Number 11, give a reviewer's list. Reviewers' names, affiliations, and contact information should be provided. The journal may use this information for the manuscript revision process. What is the revision process for journal publication? Number 1, determine if the manuscript should be resubmitted to the same journal. Number 2, if you have any unresolved issues, please contact the editor. Number 3, prioritize the feedback from the reviewers. Number 4, deal with reviewer comments that you don't agree with by replying to those comments politely. Without being disagreeable, disagree. Number 5, have a plan for dealing with the differing opinions of the reviewers. Number 6, put in the effort to show that you have accomplished. Make changes to the length of the manuscript if required. Number 7, before resubmitting, review the literature. In conclusion, the process of writing a manuscript well enough to get it published by a journal can be overwhelming given the ever-increasing number of manuscripts submitted for publication. While everyone's writing process is different, following the above steps will help you organize your time when writing a paper. Effective preparation, drafting, and revision are essential for good academic writing. For more information, visit our website www.manuscriptedit.com. Do tell us whether you agree with these points or not in the comment box. Stay tuned for more podcasts. Happy listening!